blessed with my children if it wasn't for God, because I know where I could have and should have and would have been had he not intervened in my life and changed my direction. And I'm so thankful today to be standing here as a mom and a nana to some of the most beautiful children and grandchildren I've ever seen. And I just feel so blessed. And I want to, right up here, I want to wish you guys all a happy Mother's Day. I'm so thankful that you made the time or took the time and made the trip up here to be with us. I know there's other places you could have chosen to be. And I just feel like we are just blessed to be called moms. I mean, that in itself is enough of a gift, just to have the love of our children in our lives. I was sharing earlier, there's many moms today that they've lost children. There's many of us today that have lost our moms. But I thank God for the time we did have with them. And I thank God for what we still have. Our children are a blessing from the Lord. And I truly love him and thank him for that. Have some things that I've just felt on my heart as I've reflected on being a mom and a nana this week. As I think about Mother's Day, one of the first things that came to mind is looking around and seeing all the blessings in our lives. The weather's getting nicer. We hear the birds singing, the flowers blooming. And my mind went to a passage in Ecclesiastes 3. It says, "To everything there is a season, and to every purpose under heaven." This first verse tells us we, as moms, we have a purpose. And this is a season in our lives. Sometimes our children are small. That's a season. As they grow, it's another season. And as we release them, it is another season. I'm thankful for seasons in our lives. And I'm thankful that they don't last forever. It also continues to say that there is a time to be born. Well, without our children being born, we wouldn't be mothers. And there's a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. This verse is the one I want to draw our attention to, and that is, it is a time to plant. When I look around me, it isn't hard to see God's handiwork all around us, especially this year after so much rain. We had what is known as a super bloom here in California. The flowers and the blooms have been in abundance everywhere. People from across the nation have come to California to see this super bloom. Well, I believe it's time for super bloom spiritually as well. I want to see a harvest like we've never seen. And as I think of these flowers blooming, I started thinking about gardening and what it takes to have and maintain a garden or to nurture these flowers and these plants. There's several pieces of equipment that we need to tend a garden. I brought my stuff here. I have a little something. So one of the things that I brought is an apron. This is to remind us, there's my apron there. This is to remind us to put on the armor of God, to protect ourselves and our children, to remind us that sometimes things can get dirty. This world can cause us to get dirty. It can get dirt and grime on us. So in order to protect our souls and our spiritual lives, I believe that we need to put on the armor. So I want this to represent the armor of God in our lives. If we don't, we will have stains that might not come out. God's armor is necessary for us to live a clean life, to be examples to our children and to others. I believe, although most people think that there's only 6 pieces of armor, I believe there's 7 pieces of armor. And the most important one is the most vital one that actually helps us to put on the other pieces. This 7th piece is prayer. We're told to pray without ceasing, to pray always, to pray about everything. Prayer is so important, and without it, we cannot do our work and our jobs as mothers or to plant seeds, to be a gardener. One of the next things I believe we need, I brought a knee pad here, is to get down on our knees where we can reach what we're working on, and to also reach heaven. We need to get on our knees and humbly come before God and ask Him to help us, to guide us, to teach us how to be mothers, how to love our children as we ought to, and others as well. We must be an example to our children. They learn more by watching us than by hearing our do this and don't do that. We have a big responsibility as moms. The next step, I believe, to gardening would be to prepare the soil. There are many scriptures in the Bible that talk about the soil and sowing seeds. And I think about Luke 8 and 5, which Pastor just happened to talk about in the last message. I pray today that we will have good soil to work with, not rocky, not thorny, not hard soil, but that we are have good soil that we can dig our hands into, get our hands a little dirty, and prepare good soil with good nutrients. It does not matter if we are talking about planting vegetables, flowers, or even in the lives of our children. As a mom, I believe that we have a responsibility to prepare our children not just for this life, but more importantly for eternity. We need to teach them to be responsible, honest, respectful, to learn right from wrong, and most importantly about Jesus and His mercy and grace. By doing these things, we are preparing them and making sure that there is good soil in which to sow seed. As mothers, we may watch our children go through things we wish we didn't have to bear heartache and pain, to learn lessons the hard way, and maybe even watch them go wayward. If this is the case, it is important to remember there is a season for everything. And with God's amazing grace, this too can change, and He can bring them back where they need to be. So the next thing I want to share with us is some gloves. These are to remind us that sometimes we will get our hands dirty. We might get a splinter here and there, and it might hurt. But it will also protect ourselves and our hands from the thorns of this world. Now that we have our soil prepared, it is time to sow some seed. We all want the seed to produce a bountiful harvest that we can reap, but especially in the lives of our children. As mothers, we want the best for our children. We want them to have and do better than we had and we are. We want them healthy and happy and prosperous, but most importantly, we should want them living for God. So these seeds are to remind us that we have a special job to do and the seeds that we need to plant in their lives, not just today, but every day. And not just for our children, but for everybody to see. As we walk by yards and we see the flowers blooming, it's not just for the people that planted it, it's for everybody to see the beauty in their lives or in the yard. Now that our seeds are planted in the good soil that we prepared, it's time to water them. So I've got a little watering can here. I thought about water. Water in the Bible is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the living water that will cause us to never thirst again. It is what will quench our thirst for the things of this world, satisfy our souls, and provide necessary nutrients for us to grow. This watering can is to remind us that without the living water, we cannot grow, but we will shrivel up and die, both spiritually and even physically, I believe. The same is true with these seeds that I have here. They will not grow without water and without sunlight, and Jesus is the light that we need. He created and separated the light from the darkness, and He still shines light into our lives if we'll allow Him. So, one of the other things that I brought here, let me get this out. It's a little flower pot. It's got some good soil in there, planted some seeds. And when I look at that, I think of our children and how quickly they grow up. It seems like just days, not years, that have passed for most of us while nurturing and watering the lives of our children. I know I wish time would slow down so I could have enjoyed them being little longer. But the ultimate goal is for them to grow and become mature, especially in their walk with the Lord. Unfortunately, by the time that they become teenagers, there's a few little thorns that have sprung up, a few extra limbs and things that don't need to be there, bad habits, etc. But that, as mothers, we have a huge responsibility in teaching our children right from wrong. This might involve correcting them, reshaping their lives, keeping them growing in the right direction, which might require us to clip off. I brought some pruners here to clip off to remind us that sometimes as moms we have to clip off the things that could get in their lives, that could grow up some bad habits, some influences in their lives. And this is painful. This is a painful process to be pruned and trimmed, but it's absolutely necessary for the health of the plant. The same is true in our children's lives. Sometimes as moms, we have to say no. We have to separate them from certain people and influences in their lives. We have to direct them and help them grow in the right direction. And then we will have a healthy harvest and a super bloom. So the other thing about this little pot and plant is this is actually not a plant. This is what our family calls and is a tradition for our moms on Mother's Day. It's a dirt cake. A dirt cake. So it's edible, 100% edible minus the flour and the pot. It is to remind us of exactly what we've been talking about today. It's sweet, it tastes good, and it's pretty to look at. So today I have made a little dirt cake for each of you, but take note of the beautiful flowers that are blooming in it. And I'd just like to ask and pray that we would just go tend to God's garden, because I believe God has blessed us with our children for such a time as this. And I believe that as we've gotten older and our children have gotten older possibly, that there's still people in our lives and around us each and every day that we need to sow seed in their lives, to be a witness to let them see God through us, and to make an impact in their lives like hopefully we've made an impact in our children's life. My prayer today is that each of you mothers will be blessed with abundant blooms and blessings in your life. I want to wish you a happy Mother's Day, and there's a little song that I'd like Brother Austin to play. It says, God unfolds a rose. And I believe that if we will let him do it and have his will and way in our lives and in the lives of our children, we will have more blooms and blessings than we can count.
My prayers didn't even reach the ceiling of the room where I knelt to pray. And a voice inside kept asking me, did I think God was really listening to anything that I had to say? But I just kept on praying and holding on by faith, knowing God is always in control. The petals are in place.
Yeah, I started trying to do it and I just breaking it off.
There are trials and tribulations we must all go through. When it comes to heartache, we've all had our share. But it's when times are the darkest, we've got to hold God to His promise. It said it never give up. For only God can unfold.